This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Before you eat your Thanksgiving meal today, look at that picture of Aaron Rodgers showing his toe to the media. It'll make you thankful that you don't have to look at that thing every day. Let's take a look at our Lions boost. All right, Chelsea, let's see if we can put you in a decent mood for the last 15 minutes of this show. That is, I would bet against that happening. Bears win and Allen Robinson anytime touchdown. That was at plus 210. That has been boosted to plus 260. Are you on it?
No, because I'm already on the under in this game. So, no, I don't want to bet on anytime touchdown bets. Like, I don't want to have to root for a touchdown and possibly root against myself. So, no, I'm not on it.
Okay. Well, that went even worse than I expected. I really do not trust Allen Robinson here. I think this is going to be a ground-dominated game. I'm already putting my money on a prop bet involving David Montgomery, so this is a pass for me as well. Chelsea, let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
All right, I'm going to take a breather here. I'm going to take a few deep breaths. I'm going to prepare for my best bet. I need a winner because I was a loser last night. We went 0-2, Chelsea. We need to get back on the right side. So give me a Turkey Day winner.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the receiver for the Bears in Darnell Mooney and hitting over his reception prop in this game because sometimes you can find a little bit of value in receivers when there is a quarterback change and you see which receivers this quarterback really likes. And for Andy Dalton, it's Darnell Mooney. Last game against the Ravens, he had 16 targets. That's a ton of targets. So he had 5 receptions for 121 yards against this Ravens team that has a bad secondary. And looking at this Lions team, it is a bottom 5 defense. So you've got the opportunity. You've got the good matchup. So I'm going to take his receiving prop against the Lions today. And hopefully it doesn't affect my total too much. I think he can get some of these yardage without maybe scoring some points. So over his reception prop of 58.5 yards for minus 115, that's Darnell Mooney of the Bears.
Okay, I'm also going to bet on the Bears. So we need a good performance from Chicago today at Ford Field. This is one of my prop bets. It's also my best bet. David Montgomery, anytime touchdown, that's minus 140 at BetMGM. Let me sell you on this bad boy. David Montgomery should get plenty of carries against the Lions defense that has been putrid, particularly against the run over the past 3 weeks. No team in pro football, professional football, has given up more yards per carry over the past 3 weekends than the Detroit Lions. Now, Montgomery did not get into the end zone in the past couple weeks against the Ravens and Steelers, but as we know, the Ravens and Steelers are much different than the lowly Lions, the winless Detroit Lions. The last time out, when Montgomery faced Detroit, that was just 3 weeks ago in Chicago. He went off for 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. I expect the Bears to feed him today in Detroit. Give me Montgomery anytime touchdown, minus 140 at BetMGM.
All right, now it's time for the part of the show where we ask the Magic 8-Ball to either tail or fade our bets. And listen, we had a little bit of an argument with the 8-Ball. He said, listen, I am supposed to be off with my friends and family. Me and the Slinky are getting together to have some turkey later. Do I really have to work on Thanksgiving? The answer is yes. The 8-Ball is here. So let's ask the 8-Ball. First of all, Darnell Mooney over his receiving prop of 58.5 yards. Do we like it? My sources say no. Clearly someone's salty about working on Thanksgiving.
Well, also you're making him play nice with a Slinky. I'm sure he didn't like that at all.
No, that's his friend, the 8-Ball and the Slinky. They're together on the shelves at toy stores.
And you know who they hate? Play-Doh. Who? I don't like that jerk at all. What a weirdo.
All right, so what was yours? David Montgomery, anytime touchdown?
Yes, Chelsea, finish strong for the love of God. I just said it. Yes.
Well, for the listeners, maybe they missed it. All right, 8-Ball.
I just said it. You listened at the same time as the listeners. We're not on a delay. For the love of God. Talk about mailing it in.
The 8-Ball says, as I see it, yes.
That's what I'm talking about. It's everyone against Chelsea. Let's go. 8-Ball, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, Chelsea. Before you mail it in completely and fall asleep during the show, you should know we do have a BetQL five-star best bet. For insight, analysis, historical trends, and more five-star best bets, all you have to do is download the BetQL app. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. No chalk today, but get this. You're on the Bills, aren't you? I'm on the Bills.
I think so.
Everyone's on the Bills? Yeah. Not the Donkster. Beep, bop, boop, 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 boop. The Donkster says Saints plus 6.5 are a five-star best bet. Not a two-star, not a three-star. The lowly Saints banged up. Alvin Kamara's not playing. Mark Ingram may not play. Injuries all over the board. Bills in a bounce-back spot? No. Saints plus 6.5. Even our own Nick Costas on the Bills. They have 87% of the handle. What does the Donkster do? The Donkster does what the Donkster does best. Saints plus 6.5. You following the Chalk Donkey?
No, but I will say it's pretty brave of the Chalk Donkey to actually take an underdog as opposed to, you know, the You're Bills minus 650 on the money line. So at least they're trying to expand their horizons here. But listen, do they even take the injuries into consideration here? Because maybe their numbers have projected that the Saints can keep it close, but this is a different Saints team than we have seen the entire season, especially if we don't get Mark Ingram in this one. Who's going to be running the football? And oh yeah, it's still Trevor Siemian at quarterback. So no matter how good their defense is, I have real questions surrounding the Saints offense.
I would not call the Chalk Donkey brave. I would call him dumb. If I were in a room with the Chalk Donkey right now, this big mainframe, I would kick him. I would kick the computer and say, you big dumb scrap of metal. What are you doing? The Saints plus 6.5? Dumb bet. You're a dumb computer. I'm not taking it. No way.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.